A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2020 issue on the military. The Toll by Eric Certain. Eric Certain retired from the Air Force in 2010 after serving for 20 years. His military career was in computer networking, including 4 years for the White House, where he traveled with the president and set up computer networks all over the world. He is currently a stay-at-home dad to 2 children, ages 8 and 3. He and his wife, Christy, recently celebrated their 10-year wedding anniversary. Eric is a member of the Red Badge Project, which uses the creative process of storytelling to help wounded warriors to rebuild their individual sense of purpose and unique individuality. For more information on the Red Badge Project, go to www.theredbadgeproject.com. I reach into my pocket, and there is nothing there. It's time to leave home. I won't live on food stamps and welfare, just barely scraping by, as we've done my whole life. Volunteer, they said. Join, and we will provide. So I raised my right hand and signed on the line. Sure enough, my pocket started to fill. But then the wars begin. I struggle, spending time away from my family and loved ones. Coming home, I thought I was safe, until I watch a building blow up in front of my eyes in the middle of the country. Dutifully, I volunteer to help, but I had no clue of the devastation that occurred, especially inside of me. After many years, the nightmares subside, and I think it may be safe to go outside and enjoy life. I am so naive. Off to another assignment. Time for a fresh start. Just as I settle in, I hear a distant boom and look up to see that devastation is back as a fireball rises from the Pentagon. Here we go again. But this time, I'm not volunteering to help. This time, I'm keeping my distance. It doesn't matter, though. Parts of me die. The brave parts, the optimistic parts, mainly the going outside and enjoying life parts. It takes a massive toll, and life comes to collect. I reach into my pocket, pull out a 14-year marriage, and I hand it over. I'm drowning in fear, depression, and anxiety. No reason to pull her down with me, so I let her go. Well, pushed her away is more like it. But I'm okay. I can bounce back from this. I will get better just like I did before. It will just take a little time. Eventually, I marry again, create a family. Things just might be okay. So naive. As I close in on 20 years of service, on my way to 30, my body decides it is enough. I reach into my pocket, pull out my health, and I hand it over. I feel like I haven't slept in years. I have massive headaches. My blood pressure is outrageous, and I awake one morning blind in my right eye. You are under immense stress, the doctors tell me. You need to relax, so no more deployments for you. I can't look at some kid and tell them they have to leave family and loved ones to go fight somewhere if I'm unable to do the same. I reach into my pocket, pull out my career, and I hand it over. Apparently, I'm done with the military life. However, the military life is not done with me. They never gave me instructions to turn off the vigilance. I see danger everywhere. So much danger that I don't leave my house because of the fear of the unknown and the anxiety that something will happen. I reach into my pocket, pull out the relationship with my family, and I hand it over. My wife is doing too much. She goes out alone and shows our children the world while I stay home. My kids tiptoe around me and wonder why Dad is angry all the time. I don't want to live like this anymore. Something has to give. I have to get out and change. but life wants that toll. I reach into my pocket, and there is nothing there.